BBC News with Debbie Russ. US media reports say President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner discussed the creation of a secret channel of communication between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Reports citing US officials said Mr. Kushner had spoken with Moscow's ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, about setting up a back channel using Russian diplomatic facilities in America. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has called on President Donald Trump to stay engaged with the Paris Climate Change Agreement. World leaders meeting in Sicily have been trying to persuade Mr. Trump not to withdraw the US from the 2015 deal. The White House said no action would be taken until Mr. Trump completed his overseas tour. The Egyptian military has launched airstrikes in neighboring Libya, targeting jihadist training camps. The authorities said that raids at sites near the eastern Libyan city of Derna were in retaliation for an attack in central Egypt on Friday, which left 28 Coptic Christians dead. Fierce clashes have taken place in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, between militia groups and forces loyal to the UN-backed government. Officials said more than 20 people had been killed. The death has been announced in the United States of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national security advisor to President Carter and briefly an advisor to the Obama campaign. He was 89. His tenure was marked by Iran's seizure of the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Police in Manchester have arrested two more men in connection with the suicide bombing on Monday. They were detained after police carried out a controlled explosion at a house. Nine other people are currently in custody. Chile's president, Michelle Bachelet, has attended a ceremony marking the start of construction for a billion-dollar astronomical observatory high in the Atacama Desert. The extremely large telescope will be five times bigger than the largest current observatories. BBC News.